other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm trying to control myself and go to your calls. I have now covered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stacks partially of the news. Just one of these articles I read this morning by Kurt Linderman was like just so humiliating and painful for humanity. It's how they're giving kids, little kids, abortions without even telling their parents, how they're giving them vaccines all over the country without telling their parents, with links to all the news, reporting it like it's a great thing. People being arrested for what they write in school essays, three-year-olds that aren't allowed to use their name, Hunter, because hunting's bad. And you know, because when I saw this article, I knew that as soon as I saw an article about a deaf preschooler in Nebraska told to change his name, I saw that last Friday in the Examiner, I knew that I would say, hey, I bet there's a trend to not have the name Hunter. And sure enough, found it, because hunting's bad. They're telling big parents, don't name your kid Hunter. I mean, these people are a bunch of hen-pecking control freaks, and I've had enough of them. These armies of these soft, stupid, dumb people that are so weak, they want to boss strong people around. Let me tell you something, folks. When you're strong, you don't like bossing people around. You only do it if it's an absolute necessity. That's why I'm so sick of guys. It's a constant torture that really think they're tough. Let me tell you something, really tough guys are real polite and real nice because they don't want to get in a fight. A, because they know they might kill you, but B, they know they might run into somebody like them. Somebody who's been in a lot of fights actually knows what it's really like. It's always these soft nobodies. I've even analyzed, I've seen some of these guys start fights with people and later I'll ask them, hey, you've been in a lot of fights? Oh yeah, I've been in a couple. Really? You ever been in the hospital before? You ever put somebody in the hospital? You ever had your teeth knocked out? You ever had arms and legs broken? And again, they're not in the real world. It's like they're about 12 years old, but they're 30. And they just have not lived yet. They have not experienced things yet. I watch these cops in these videos that we don't even play here on air most of the time. I mean, I could demonize police to the end of the world if I wanted to. But that only helps the psych warfare compact them more into their arrested development and their gang mentality that it's us against them. But I mean, you'll watch them where somebody's doing nothing and they kick them in the throat, and then you think, well, maybe they caught him raping a woman. You know, maybe they were just mad at him. And then the case comes out and they've done nothing. They pulled him over. They hadn't even smarted off to him. It's a sadist wants to kick somebody in the throat, or you know, body slam a woman for no reason. It'd be one thing if you've been on the force 10 years and were having a bad day and somebody got in your face and pushed you so you beat them over the head. That'd be bad, but it wouldn't be like, oh, put them in jail. You know, somebody did something to you, but like stomping on somebody's head and then charging them with assaulting you because they raised their hand. It's so cowardly. It's so pathetic. I'm ashamed for you. It's not even that I hate you. I just think of what type of weirdo wimp are you? And then I think about what it must be like to be in your family. Just the nature of government. And how do you have a good country with a good police force, which are rare, versus what most nations are like with a bunch of out-of-control goons, street gangs in uniforms, running around abusing people. But generally, it's because the people are a reflection of their police. If you have an upright, strong, but also genteel society, the police are going to be well-behaved, and you're going to have a culture where being honorable and being intelligent and going after real bad guys like a bloodhound, and those people are honored. Because when you've got good peace officers, they are a treasure. That's why to see our system taken over and turned into evil, and to see it become the opposite is painful, because it can be such a good thing. And it is so pathetic to see what it's turned into, and that the police are now being made our enemies. And they are like hogs to a slaughter. We'll be right back.
A
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, it feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, already the fourth day of September, 2012. I tell you, I've been watching the globalists engage in all their criminal activities. And I tell you, I'm here to wage war on it with the most powerful weapon in history. And that is the pen. That is the mouth. And when you load that weapon with the truth, it is a powerful dynamic duo. Yes, it's teleprompter-free radio, simulcasted three-hour TV transmission right here at prisonplanet.tv. We're streaming the video. And, of course, we also blast out on XM 166, and we also go out on over 115 AM and FM affiliates across the United States. It is so important for listeners to, A, spread the word about your local AM and FM stations. I mean, stopping your car at the red light saying, hey, tune in to it. To, if you're a business, sponsoring my show or other shows on the station and letting them know, or if you're a listener supporting the sponsors and letting them know why you support those AM and FM stations. Because, yes, it shows how much of the New World Order's come out in the open that I'm now more and more accepted. I'm a mainstream media source now. I see it all over the news. They use our reports now. And that's because so much of this stuff has actually now been proven and is now out in the open. And the Drudge Report also helped mainline our message and has been incalculably helpful. So we thank Matt Drudge and his crew for their bravery on that front. But, you know, also Coast to Coast AM over the years, you, George Norrie, you get to this point where everybody kind of realizes, whoa, this stuff is real. This technotronic, neo-feudal hyper-technocracy is real. We are being colonized by the New World Order. In fact, remind me, guys, make me do a brief review. I wrote a bunch of notes. I went and saw Obama 2016 on Saturday. My wife and I and my good buddy Shane Steiner, we're getting ready to do the gun show again, folks. We've just been getting a bunch of other projects done. We went out and saw it, Obama 2016, and it was true to a level. So it wasn't lying. It just didn't take you to the higher level of the knowledge. So I want to ask the crew to please remind me at the start of the second segment next hour for me to do a brief review of that. I want to do a big official review with documents and show people examples with quotes and things of what's going on with Obama 2016. We're going to take calls in this hour on the reports that the we've been telling you about for a year, but now the media is finally picking up on it because it's going in nationwide. And then there's video servicing of you walk out of a Whataburger or you walk out of a Starbucks or you walk out of a Salt Lick here in Austin at the Austin-Bergstrom International Airport, all airports, and the TSA comes over and says, we're going to stick a sampler, an explosives tester, in your drink. And they were asked about it a few months ago. And they said, well, we just want to be random. No, it's not random. It's about getting in your space and dominating you and creating the idea that you're all suspects. Because, see, they're now moving from Al-Qaeda. Well, we don't profile. We just watch you get a Starbucks coffee that we know there isn't explosives in and do it because it's nonsensical. In military psychology, the Prussians developed this. They would have troops in boot camp near the end do really silly, stupid stuff, sing stupid songs, say stupid things. I'm not going to say some of the sexual stuff some of the more advanced units would be told to do. And it was mainly, will you do it? Will you do what you're told? Because they have to set the precedent to take your three-year-old behind closed doors with a fat guy with a mustache, you know, takes your daughter away while they cry. I mean, you've got to be learned, pull up to a police checkpoint, give a blood sample. You've got to let them grab your wife's breast. They got to get in your space. And they're now at highway checkpoints, malls, proms, just everywhere. The sky is opened, and people that have taken a one-week course, if they take another, the eighth day, you know, God rested on the seventh day. Well, on the eighth day, Janet Napolitano, Big Sis, has them take an eight-hour course. Well, there's a lunch, so it's 7 hours, where they learn how to read minds. Funny, I thought you had to have it like a super up-there-in-lights IQ. Be able to read facial expressions and have cultural icons and really be able to break down type groups and how someone speaks and their linguistics and their bone structures and everything that only an idiot savant could have to be able to actually know who somebody is. You think these people in 7 hours learn how to do that? No. There's very few people. They're called super detectives in history. And you ain't it. You ain't it. Yawning. Sweating. But it isn't even that. Oh, you're Alex Jones. Where are you going? I'm going to chat you down. Are you going to chat me down about your bosses at Stage 9-11? Yeah, you know, the government got the underwear bomber on the plane. Oh, don't talk like that. Well, you were wanting to chat me down. How about I chat you down? Oh, let's get you to the airport as quickly as possible. So we're going to be going over all of that today. We're going to be breaking all of that down today. And probably the biggest news of the day after I take your calls at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is off the charts big news. And I'll tell you why it's off the charts big news. Because they report on it like it's no big deal in the news articles. And guys, I know you printed it for me, but I don't see them. When I do get to this after I take some calls, it's the story. Activist put on terror watch list to prevent him protesting DNC. Effort to characterize right to assemble as terrorism accelerates. Yeah, what I need is the links. I want a couple of those news stories, because that's the news. The news is we're so acclimated. I called Paul this morning, who's super smart, probably smarter than I am in many ways, and I said, Watson, you read the articles that are linked in this, right? And he goes, yeah, I did. I go, well, the headline isn't that they're putting people on watch list. It's that they're now implementing NDAA. They listed in the report you link, and you pointed out in the article, but it should be the headline, that they put him in jail, and the Fed said keep him there indefinitely because he might go protest, and they list that as terrorism. This is NDAA. This is snatch and grab. This is bone-shattering bad. I mean, this is get-out-of-dodge type stuff. You know they're getting currency controls and capital controls in where you can't leave soon. Doesn't matter. They got the whole planet. You got to fight them. The only way we're getting out of them is over them, folks, through them. We're completely surrounded. Great. We can attack on all sides. And they arrested him, and they never even say he did anything wrong. It's, well, he was in a terror database because protesting's terror, and we just want to keep him in jail. I mean, don't all the little minions in your little outfits, your little gang outfits that you're part of the system, don't you understand they can take your bank accounts now, no due process. They can take your kids, no due process. They're giving them shots, no due process. I mean, listen, the shields are down. It's like opening the spaceship portal. What happens? You get sucked out in space. I mean, the portal's open. We're hanging on. It's trying to suck us out. I mean, we better shut that door right now. I mean, it is now racing at an explosive level where they are arresting 9-year-olds that write about a gun in their first English class. Talk about hunting with their daddy. I went with a dove hunt with my daddy's shotgun. It was fun. We cooked the dove. Boom, police, juvenile hall, thought crime. And they call it a threat, or they have a psychological evaluation. The idea of grabbing you for your speech. Again, deaf preschooler in Nebraska told to change his sign name. His name's Hunter, in an international sign language. That's the image of a gun. You know, holding up your hand like bang, bang. It's the thought crime. But the video games are violent, the culture, the media, police with guns everywhere, but the child is thought crimed. That's out of the Examiner. And the local news is like, oh, this is a good thing, yes. You don't want a 3-year-old using his name. And I see this more and more everywhere. Where I was sitting there at a park, and I said, you know, and some listeners or people would come over, and I looked across the park and I said, man, that wandering Jew looks really nice planted up there, because I'm into plants. I know about a lot of plants. Now, that wandering Jew looks really good when there's a whole bunch of it like that coming down that terrace. I looked over at my wife and I said, we ought to plant some of that wandering Jew. And there were people around there. They looked at us just saying the word Jew, you're not allowed to say. Kind of like you say the word homosexual, you get arrested in England. Heterosexual, homosexual. People think that's... I've been in a 7-Eleven when there's like, hey, what do you want me to get, Bob? And I saw this happen, and the guy goes, give me some of that Negro Modelo. That's like dark Mexican beer. And I saw not black folks. I saw the white yuppies. Oh, he said Negro, which means black in Spanish. I mean, it just means black in Latin. I mean, this is the language is totally destroyed now where words are evil. Oh, my gosh, you said wandering Jew. And somebody goes, I don't think that's that its name. You're not supposed to say Jew. You're supposed to say wandering jute. No, that's not the name. I pulled my iPhone out, showed them. 5 species of spider wart, purple in color, wandering Jew. Well, hey, buddy, we don't want... I was at Barton Springs yesterday with 3 other reporters. And they're going, hey, you know, are there alligators in the Colorado River? And I say, sometimes their range stops right here. And this woman goes, don't lie to them and try to scare them visiting Austin. And I went, well, no, I'm not. Their range stops right past Austin. Alligators are from here to Florida, from Texas, Louisiana. And she goes, and walked off. See, it's this culture of talking is bad. Data is bad. Knowledge is bad. We got one that can read.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale starting today. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, so coming up, Jesse Ventura's show that they've held back for 9-10 months is going to air in November, they claim, after Homeland Security threatened to shut them down. Apple granted patent to disable cameras according to location, that way that when they're shut down an area, they can just turn all your phones off with back doors. The police admit they want that. because that First Amendment's so evil. Government's going to watch you. You're not going to watch them. But it's for your own good. Former Asia's first minister, global UN police force to enforce world government directives. And he says the UN will be all-powerful world government, no more sovereignty. But if I say I don't want that, the Southern Poverty Law Center comes out and says I'm insane, it doesn't exist, even though it's on the news. So that's just some of what we're going to be covering here today. But right now, let's go to your phone calls, and I will do the review, a brief review of Obama 2016. I finally went and saw it Saturday, and I've got some thought-provoking things to say. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Aloha, Alex. You know, you're talking about geoengineering, and it's crazy to see first in California with Proposition 37, the coalition against GMO labeling. It's you name the food company, you name the beverage company, even fruit companies, and they're donating hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars in California against GMO labeling. And so,
I want to be clear. You could have good GMOs just like you could have vaccines, but the people running it are psychos designing it to sterilize you and make you sick. Merck got caught 3 months ago or 2 months ago with its MMR shot, knowing it was giving people measles, mumps, rubella, and saying that was good because it would make people buy their product when they cause an epidemic. I mean, again, people don't know. All of these big pharma companies are the people that created the Nazis. The Nazis got their ideas from the United States and England and German pharmacological companies. They're all eugenics-based, so you can't trust them. And yes, they're fighting to not have GMO labeling, and I'll cover that more later. I'm glad you raised it. There are all these articles about how, oh, organic's not good. Regular's just as good nutrition, but they have to add the proviso, except there aren't the hormones and the pesticides and herbicides and some other things. But our study shows, listen, our study shows it's just as good. You know what Searle did, owned by Monsanto. Two separate times, the Pentagon in the 60s was creating genetically engineered E. coli bacteria to try to have them eat toxic waste. And they found, wow, this stuff releases a sweet-tasting neurotoxin that's highly addictive. So the eugenicist had the idea at Searle, we'll put this in food and drinks. And it's highly addictive, the perfect poison. Now, it gets worse. People can look this up. They give it to rhesus monkeys in the study, and it kills a bunch of them, brain damages the rest, when they put it in the mother's milk. They added aspartame in the mother's milk, totally screwed the babies up. There's so many different types of drinks for babies that have it today. It's so incredibly evil. Then, causes diabetes, you name it. They just used that study but cut out the monkeys that died and said, look, these monkeys were okay, the rhesus monkeys, to get it passed. So, yes, I mean, obviously you called in about the issue of the huge PR thing about, oh, you don't want organic. No. Bill Gates owns Monsanto. He says he wants to reduce your population and put vaccines in food so you can't escape it. Eat it. Bill Gates loves you. I'm sorry. Don't you trust Bill Gates?
Of course. I trust Bill Gates manipulating our weather and poisoning our public. I trust him on that aspect. Two more things briefly.
Well, he does own the big company with government funds manipulating the weather, and he admits he's doing it, but it doesn't exist because the public is they know about the Broncos, okay, and their quarterback, but they don't know about geoengineering, so it doesn't exist. You're a bad man.
Yes, Alex, I had Kansas Congressman Timothy Huelskamp, we released this, We Are Change. He admitted to me that not only does he grow GMOs, but that we are currently eating some sort of genetically engineered food. He admitted this to me. And secondly, Alex, I'm set to break a huge story on a Midwestern state currently conducting weather modification, and they admit that what they're doing is coinciding with the drought. I have specific documents where they're admitting hail suppression, storm suppression, cloud seeding. They list the name of planes that they use.
Sir, there's hundreds of companies doing it with government contracts, but it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, Julio. And again, Julio's a We Are Change reporter. Good to hear from you, buddy. Be sure and send us that link. We'll try to post it when you get it up at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for the call. That was your short segment. We're going to come back and go to Kathleen, Doris, and Brendan. Hey, I heard Doris Day listens to KSCO. We're on out in Santa Cruz. Maybe Doris Day will get through sometime on the line. Every time I read the name Doris, I think of Doris Day. I love her movies. One of the, I let my kids watch old Doris Day movies. That's, every few weeks we have a treat and watch one of those.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 p.m. Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Yes, my friends, you have found it. The tip of the spear in the fight for liberty, freedom, and civilization. Two roads lie before us, one to the stars and true human empowerment, a destiny of untold technological development, the other path a neo-dark age controlled by a wicked technocracy. We are back. All right, my friends, I want to try to hurry to your calls now ahead of all this other news that I've been mentioning I want to dig deeper into. But I see this all the time. This is out of Forbes. FBI agent's laptop hack to grab 12 million Apple IDs. Most major data breaches, if you even go to the mainline literature, are from big banks, government, and other institutions of that nature. You know, the Texas comptroller gives out millions of IDs. This state's attorney general gives out millions of Social Security numbers, IDs. The IRS gives millions of illegals fake tax ID numbers and is ordered to by the president. And now 12 million Apple IDs. That will certainly be helpful, won't it? And now there'll be a big cyber attack because of it. And, oh, they'll need to take over the internet and get rid of freedom because of the tens of millions of Social Security numbers that big banks have given away. It's always an accidental data loss. We promise it is. We promise. Stuxnet. Oh, it's attacking our infrastructure. We've got to pass cybersecurity. And I'm like, the government admits they launched Stuxnet. That's how dumb they think you are. That's the kind of stuff I got, okay? I'm going to go back to your calls. I just want to remind everybody that we carry at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsShop.com. That will both get you there. Or just link through at the shopping cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonBunny.com. We carry all the best stuff that I have used, I have watched, I have designed, I have worn. If I want a camo ball cap of a certain type with burn orange, InfoWars.com, and don't tread on me, snake, we got them. And when you purchase it, it goes into the kitty to support this operation that's now got over 50 people in it. We've got the ProPure best water filters out there. I did research on them, found that these are the best out there to blow the competition away. Already the lowest price at InfoWarsShop.com. You can get 10% off any of the water filter products there with the promo code WATER. No one can even come close to these prices at InfoWarsStore.com. The Life Straw, free citizen rulebook with that, all of it, InfoWarsShop.com. You can also go over to the site, check out all the films, the books, the T-shirts, the free bumper stickers of all the orders. We got a few because some businesses refused them. You got to love it. We sold out of 36,000. We printed 40,000 extra magazines to sell at cost. And then 36,000 sold out in 36 hours. So I held back just to finish the story. I already told it earlier, but the point is I held back about 4,000 to be able to sell once we have the subscriptions out next month. You'll get the first issue plus the next 12. And then 3,500 or so got sent back by stores that didn't want them, that didn't want to hear about the economic collapse special issue, inaugural issue. And so we've got a few of those left in the 10 packs at InfoWarsShop.com as well. So there you have it. Your purchase makes the transmission possible. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I'm going to get into election propaganda, demonization, people being disappeared now for their political views, incredible TSA expansions, Apple spying on people, parental rights being annihilated, huge economic news, review of Obama 2016. I will cover it all. But right now, let's go to Caitlin in Iowa. You're on the air, Caitlin.
Hi, Alex. There's something about your show that just gets me riled up, so I'll try to be as precise and calm about it as I can. The way things have been going, you know, of course, globalization, the world's turning into like a big spider web, right? Everything that happens in one place trickles down, and I mean, almost everybody can feel it. And there's so much negative energy that gets thrown out into the world because people, once they don't know what they mean or they just don't say what they mean. And everybody picking up on that, I think, is something that pushes them to give in to what's been happening, to give in to this system of crude action and analysis on the way the world is or should be. And I don't know what to do with it being that entire web and everybody can feel what's happening, whether they answer to it or not, how we work with it and how we get people to stop giving into all that negativity and to live as they ought to.
Well, here's the deal. You've got to learn what negativity is. I'm not saying you don't know, but a lot of people think saying that things are wrong is negative. No, it's positive if you walk out in your garage and stuff for a year is piled up and you can't get to any of your tools or get to your tents or get to your bicycles or your bicycles are rusted up. It's good on a Saturday to pull all that out in the driveway, to throw stuff away, to get it all clean, to go through it, to spray WD-40 on the bikes and say, hey, we're all grungy with dirt on us. Let's go take a shower and then let's go for a bike ride. But see, the average person will say, oh, don't be negative and say the garage is dirty. We have to admit we've got a problem. We've gone in the wrong direction. We've handed over control of our lives to the social engineers, who happen to be a psychopathic guild of eugenics-based control freaks. So the negativity is to say we can't do anything, or to say, oh, who cares? You're just being negative. And we've got to own it and say, you know what? This is the challenge of a lifetime, the challenge of our species. This is for all the marbles. The globalists are probably going to destroy human life on this planet or damage it to a great extent. They're already wrecking our genetic code. We individually are going to die, but we can fight for the overall species. And the minute you make that mental decision, the universe just full spectrum opens up. And you're like, whoa, now I'm actually conscious. Doesn't mean you have all the answers, but you now have gone to a new level. The moment you say, I'm committed against evil, you truly recognize the evil, crimes against the genetic code of this planet, God's creation. I mean, that's what sin is. Again, let me explain this. I'm not somebody that hates people that have sex with the same sex. Okay, I'm not judging them. I've grew up in modern times. I've seen a lot of wild stuff. I don't dislike people. I don't like that the globalists are trying to push that agenda to destroy the family, because they see it as a strong institution they want to overthrow. So then the system cries uncle and says, you're being mean. You don't like gay people because, you know, you're saying we shouldn't teach seven-year-olds about sex in school. No, you're doing that to accelerate the development, as the transhumanists said they would do. That's in Brave New World, but it's also in their real nonfiction documents. To arrest development, because if you accelerate development, you arrest the final development. When you accelerate early development and don't have that innocence period, you then arrest advanced development. Accelerating development stunts and arrests long-term hierarchy of need development. Not, you'll never read that in books. That's my own analysis. But then they admit it in compartmentalized pieces. But I'm kind of going off in a jag or a roundabout, on a walkabout on what you just got into. But you know, they always make it so simple. Like, oh, you're just some stupid religious guy. Well, no, those churches put themselves between us and God and are designed to make people not get access to the truth. That doesn't not mean that there isn't spiritual things in the universe, just because a bunch of people realize there's power in that, so they put themselves in front of it. Look. If we just decide abortion is bad, that's a great step against evil. If we just decide that self-defense is good, and anyone that says take the guns because we want to keep you safe really just wants to enslave you. It doesn't mean we don't know there's problems with guns or innocent people being killed, but we understand they want our guns for the greater evil of the monopoly of force. It's logic. It's analysis. I apologize. I'm ranting. What did you call in about?
I just wanted to kind of bounce ideas off of you, UDC, because the personal potential that everybody should have has just been so dampened. And to try to get people out from underneath that, to me, just seems like the biggest challenge. I mean, and you try to tell them these things, and it almost seems to damper them more because they won't take it just as truth. And honestly,
do you know why they do that? Do you know why they do that?
They're scared, perhaps.
It is a hypnotic suggestion. It is a psychological command. It is a preconditioned trigger. It is a hypnotic command, literally, through the culture, that they feel so small and little and so ineffective that they say, I'll do whatever the culture says is cool to be accepted, and I'll take on these physical trappings, you know, of beauty or masculinity or, you know, whatever the style is, so that I fit in, because I don't feel like I have an identity. Your identity flows out of the spine, the space-time continuum. You are creatures. You are space aliens. And by that, we're not space aliens from a faraway planet. If we thought about the fact we're on a planet, you know, with weird dogs running around and squirrels out in the trees and stars at night, burning star systems and nebulas and rivers and wind and science and art and ideas and honorableness and passion and children and everything and challenges. It's good to be challenged. It's good to be in the crosshairs of evil. It's good to be killed by evil, resisting it, because that's what makes others. You know, so many times in history, when evil crushes, because more primitive evil would just crush someone resisting it. But evil learned that when they crush someone out in front of everybody, it doesn't actually scare people. Something triggers and people go, almost like a gravitational pull, I must resist now, and begin pulling in. When you have an Alamo, or you have somebody like Martin Luther King killed, or Christ being crucified, or Mahatma Gandhi, it creates that martyr. What do they mean by a martyr? People then understand, wait, people are dying. This is real. They're so committed to this danger. They're doing it for the greater good. I need to commit now to die if need be. And not because you're a hero, but because you want to add strength to the collective of the species. And that doesn't mean an artificial collective. Everything the system sells is a counterfeit. The Illuminati takes all of these archetypal symbols that are symbols in creation, symbols of God's work in the firmament. And they copy all of God's symbols as a counterfeit. And then when those of us sometimes use those symbols, like a planet with a sun coming up over it, a new day, creation, the beauty of the universe, people say, oh, that's an Illuminati symbol. No, it's not. They took our symbol. They take everything away from us and then put their agenda behind it. And so we have to understand that these people have discovered one level of the secrets of the universe, and they use it greedily to try to have temporal control instead of understanding that there's something much larger and much bigger out there. And so they create a counterfeit of the collectivist model. You are an individual who is empowered and admired and built up because of the manifestation of God's incredible energy in creation through you as part of God's manifestation. And so you're, you know, looking out into the world operating, and then you are admired, you are supported, you are built up because it's better, it's stronger. That's the competition. So, but within that, then those that are successful in the competitive system also understand that then it's their job to fight the corrupt evil that is attacking people, who itself is powerful, but in a dark way, it is those of us that are strong, our job to resist that. So the evildoers learn how to manipulate the good into serving their system. And I'm really getting philosophical right now. I meant to cover news today, and I'm probably all over the map here, but I appreciate your call. I said I'd take a bunch of calls, and I'm all over the place. People are stunted. They are like victims. They are zombies. They are androids. They are pre-programmed. They're not real. The easiest way to understand it for someone in the Matrix is, do you remember being 3 years old, 4 years old, and playing Batman or Robin or Superman with your friends in the neighborhood, and that feeling all of a sudden as you're running around with a cape on, you know, imagining you're Superman, that this is silly, I'm not really Superman. And this is a make-believe thing. It isn't real. I'm make-believing. That's what the whole world is. That's the two paths. There's the false reality, the lie, the world, which isn't the world. It's the template laid over the real world, a false grid. There's the lie. And the deeper you get down the lie, the more you can't recognize the real world as you drive away from it. And the more you do recognize the fake world, and it becomes more and more real. And it becomes all you want to embrace. And it becomes all you want to interface with. Okay? And so you go deeper down that road and into all the lies that you don't have free will, and so what if a child's being tortured, or so what if this is going on, there is no good and evil. It's telling you that so you have no rudder, so it can suck you down the black hole, suck you into the Hellraiser dimension, suck you into the event horizon, take you into its dimension, take you away from the light, take you away from God, take you away from the wholesome creation, take you away. You've got that road, and then you've got the other road. The road that seems hard, and even as it gets harder, it gets better. wanting reality, wanting perception, wanting accuracy, wanting to know the real mysteries, not using mysteries to control people, mysteries that are only one level. There's always more levels. Wanting mysteries to empower, wanting mysteries to build, wanting mysteries to explore, wanting mysteries for love and goodness. Everything that darkness tells you is weak. See, they tell the weak, you would have power if you were evil. Become a master of evil. And then people never experience good, so they think, well, I'll go serve evil. And then they immediately, in an evil system, with more and more people in a delusion, operating within the delusion, they're like, wow, these people aren't conscious. I can manipulate them. I can get power, temporal power. But you yourself are only at one level above them in ignorance. You understand that? You're only one level above them in your ignorance. You're able to lie and manipulate them, but it's a lie to use lies to manipulate. You yourself are lying. You yourself are shuttering the level at which your human development can reach. Do you understand that? The truth, though, I will warn you, is like grabbing a hold of a high-powered electrical conduit. It will begin to burn away what you were, and it will hurt when you first grab it. Evil's kind of fun, isn't it? Feel like you're getting away with something. It's kind of an easy road to go down. Good. When you reach out and actually grab hold of it, your teeth are going to clench. It's going to hurt. But if you just keep hold of it, it will burn away the fear. It will burn away the weakness.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Imagine being the so-called mainstream media. food than all organic food is real food. Imagine the commitment against your own species as a mercenary to tell people that pesticides and hormones and GMO are good for them. Coming up in about 40 minutes, Mike Adams is going to join us. I'm going to go back to your calls now. I'm going to do a brief review of Obama 2012 coming up when we get into the next hour and a bunch of the news I mentioned earlier. But I am in a preachy mode today because I took off 3 full days, which is very rare to actually take off. I usually work feverishly the entire time and only worked a few hours each day. So I am just energized. And so I'm kind of preaching because I thought a lot about the nature of the universe and things while I was gone. So apologize for that. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hello. Speaking of preachy, I found you one day about 2 years ago looking for Tex Mars, and you had Tex Mars on your program. Number two, Susan B. Coleman. I'm having a hard time figuring out the doublespeak. Are they or are they not supporting Planned Parenthood, a.k.a. abortion mill?
Well, they were supporting it, and then they pulled out of it, which is the right way to go. But overall, that foundation is, you know, out there promoting treatments and things for women, but never discovering why is cancer and these other things increasing. Does that answer your question?
Well, I just want to say one thing about aspartame. Aspartame almost killed me personally, and they know it. In the hospitals, they even joke about it in the neurology departments when they're doing tests on people. They say, we haven't had our aspartame today, and laugh about it. I also want to mention something about Directive 51, which literally makes Congress ceremonial. So Bush did that.
No, that's right. All this stuff's in place, and now the president is directing, hey, Congress, you're under UN command. Sit down, shut up. Hey, I'm going to shut down these power plants without Congress. Sit down, shut up. Hey, I'm going to start arresting people. I mean, I have the article here. Activists put on terror watch list to prevent him protesting DNC. You read the article, it should be activists grabbed under NDAA for First Amendment. I mean, it's huge. I'm even getting accustomed to just accepting this. I mean, it's so incredible.
We have a de facto government that has just taken over completely, and they've all worked together. I listened to Romney's speech extremely close the other night. He gingerly walked around the issues of guns. He didn't even mention guns, number one. Number two, he talked about the sanctity of marriage. He did not talk about homosexual marriage, which I look at it exactly like you do, that it's an attack on the family.
Here's the deal. Exactly. People try to make it like, you're attacking me for what I'm doing. No, I'm not. But what's up with going to, like, family parks and grabbing and kissing on each other in front of the biggest soccer game you can find? There's a shoving. You don't see, you know, I mean, I guess you see, like, 15-year-old heterosexuals doing that. It's juvenile. And I don't like it being pushed on kids in school. I don't want anybody pushing anything sexual on my children. I want them to remain, innocent. And, that's the issue, is that there's but that group's being used to push a anti-family agenda, which the globalists admit. And so, again, they try to change the subject. Oh, you just hate people that are like this. Really? Really? I'm not even thinking about it, and I don't care. In the final equation, what somebody does themselves individually, that's called freedom. Don't sit there and push it on people's kids. That's called pervert behavior.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.